Bastion's corpse was found in the thin woods at the edge of Stepwood Cemetery, covered in bite marks, by the biggest dickbag at Regional Number 9 High School. Cameron Winship was out for a morning run when he literally stumbled across my boyfriend's dead body. I think he was in a shock blanket when we walked out of the woods. I'm actually sure he was, sitting there like a wounded deer and tearfully talking to a cop. But I only noticed Cameron for a second before I started screaming. They hadn't covered Bastion up yet. And so I got a last look at him before he was loaded into a body bag, only to see that the fingers had been chewed off on both of his hands. Blood congealed over holes in his black jeans where something had eaten at him, chunk of flesh by chunk of flesh. So yeah, I screamed. I started screaming his name, and then Dove started yelling and pushing her way through the people working, which made sense because he was her baby brother. I ran after her, trying to shove through the cops and EMTs and whoever's to get to Bastion. And when someone grabbed Dove in a way I felt, in my shock-induced freakout, was too rough, I will admit that I started throwing my fists around. Which is how it happened that three grown men had to pin me to the freezing November graveyard ground on the day I saw Bastion for the last time. I mean, for the second to last time. Later, when I'd been given something to calm me down, and Dove and Bastion's parents had gotten the worst news of their lives, my older brother picked me up from the emergency clinic. "Dad's coming back from Boston right now," Nick told me. Like I cared at that moment. As far as my dad knew, Bastion was just my friend from my weird little witch group, not my first boyfriend and my true love, and the most fascinating person to ever walk the earth. From the, "Is he at the car show?" I asked. I don't remember if Nick answered me, though, because the sedatives finally kicked in, and I faded into nightmares. I could hear Bastion crying out for me. "Nesbitt!" he called, faint and pleading. "Bastion!" I screamed, terrified for him even in my sleep. "Bastion! Where are you?" "No, please stop him. Why won't you stop him? Nesbitt, I revoked the token. You have the power now. No, no, oh help, oh God, oh please, he's killing me." And in my dream, I clawed fruitlessly until the skin on my hands tore and Bastion's terrified entreaties turned into agonized, wordless shrieks as something I couldn't see ate him alive.